Happy Wednesday, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving day early to everybody who is tuned in here in the United States of America. It goes without saying, we are extremely thankful that you take the time to listen to our podcast and hope that you enjoy today's show. Today, we take a look back at 2,000 episodes of the Be Our Guest podcast. Ricky and Pam join me, and we talk about some fun times we've had with the podcast, events that we have done. Things that have gone sideways, things we thought we would go one way and went another. Some highlights of the show, and also we talk about how things have changed at Walt Disney World since the show started back in March of 2008 and how those things have really enhanced our Walt Disney World vacations and how they forced us to rethink how we visit the Walt Disney World resort. So lots of thoughts today on just 13 years of podcasting, 2,000 episodes, and we actually kind of break the fourth wall and talk about our podcast setups at our individual locations and how things have changed over the years as we've put 2,000 episodes of the show together for you. So thanks for being a part of that journey with us. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation to any of the Disney destinations. Just drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that quote form, mention the show, and I promise I'll work hard for you to plan a great vacation at the lowest price possible. Again, check them out today over at themagicforless.com. As you shop on Amazon, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's one extra click, takes you right back to the great deals on Amazon. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a sincere thank you to our patrons. You guys have really helped save the show. As March 2020 hit and the pandemic set in, you guys saved the show and you continue to do so each and every month. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon and get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2001 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you and happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners here around the United States of America. And happy late Thanksgiving to all of our Canadian friends, which we forgot to mention about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And happy Thanksgiving to you wherever you're listening. If you're over in England, Australia, wherever you are in the world, we're thankful for you. It doesn't have to be just tomorrow where we all eat turkey here in the States. We're just glad to have you here for this journey, which has now exceeded 2,000 podcast episodes. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We are going to have a great time looking back on kind of how we put this all together and, more importantly, how Disney has changed, how our trip planning has changed, what things we might miss from back in 2008 when we started the podcast, March of 2008. And maybe some things that we're really excited that have come around since we started the podcast. So just a little reflection today, not reflections of Earth, speaking of things I miss, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Joining me today, she's been here since the beginning, we have Ricky. She is over at themouseforless.com. Check her out there after you have that turkey on Thursday when you're just playing around with your phone. What's up, Ricky?
Yeah, I've been here since, what, episode 5, I think it was? Something along those
lines? I say we're all OGs. Let's just say that. I don't know. This is the crew right here, yeah.
It's totally crazy, yeah, to think that, you know, I've been here since the beginning. But it's been a great ride, I will have to say. So I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else but you two, so... Well, and throwing Scotty G in there.
And Scotty G is definitely a part of the team. Let's just throw that in there. You've noticed that he's always with me on Sunday nights and he fills in. He'll be with us again next week because Pam has a big move coming up and she's excited for that. So he's like the ultimate pinch hitter, the ultimate utility player for baseball teams. And he's part of the team. So just know that. But he's not with us tonight, but he's going to be with us very soon. But speaking of Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, joining us. Pam, happy 2000. What's going on?
Happy 2000. I'm celebrating by packing up all my stuff.
Yay!
I am so grateful that our builder was able to get our window. To tell you, we were missing two windows on our new house. And to tell you how much this company went above and beyond for us, Her dad, who's also involved in the companies too, drove over to Ohio, the other side of Ohio, though, to get our windows. When he got there, the person he was supposed to get them from was done for the day, was not there, stayed overnight, got our windows, drove back.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? They really, truly have. I mean, this is our closing date was set for the 24th. All those, like, about, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 months ago, it was set for that date, and we are making it. We are going to make it on the 24th. So supply chain issues didn't impact us that
well. Well, they did, so, but...
They did, but they did the workaround. So anyways, oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm very glad to have this be wrapping up.
So we are going to close out. So I don't want to forget. So you guys got to remind me, because I'm the best over 2,000 episodes of saying we're going to get back to something at the end of the show. Then like we never do. Okay. Because I've probably,
we've done two. That's just the staple of the Bear Guest podcast.
100%. We've done 2,000 episodes. I've probably done that 1,700 times. I'm just saying. Exactly. So at the end, I do want to kind of mention some things we're thankful for, just to call out some things, because I do have some things I wanted to say here on the show as we lead into tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. But I thought we would take this time to reflect back on the 2,000 episodes, because we had a trip report on Monday, which I thought was great for episode 2,000, because that's how this show all started. If you don't know the story of the, and a lot of you guys do kind of know how the show started. I just, I was a big fan of reading trip reports online. Again, this was...
Back in the day, this show's old. Right?
This show's super old. And the thing was, like, this was before social media really hit. So you didn't have a lot of connection to Walt Disney World. You didn't have, you know, live streams of right now you could watch 28 live streams of somebody in every theme park if you want. I mean, it's very easy to be connected with the immediacy and the intimacy of the theme parks, the resorts. It's very simple to see what's going on. But if you were missing Walt Disney World, the easiest way to do this was to go on to message boards basically back then and find people that were really good at writing trip reports. And they would go, you know, day one, day two. And if you were lucky, they would embed, pictures with
photos.
I mean, that was the ones I love. Like, they would tell the story. You know, they would put, like, who was part of the crew, you know, like the cast of characters and little background on everybody. And they'd put pictures and where they stay. And that's kind of what we do on Mondays. We just do it in an audio format. I love that. And I thought, oh, that'd be cool to kind of just, if you're riding a bike or if you're on the subway, you know, instead of reading it, you could listen to it. So that's kind of how the show started. So I thought episode 2000, getting back to the roots, that was really awesome. Talking about Fort Wilderness, golf carts, grandma and the teens. And we had a good show on Monday. So I appreciate that. But we're going to kind of get back and reflect on it. Now, I wanted to ask you guys something as we start the show, kind of to break the fourth wall, which we always do here, which is not a big deal for us. But Ricky, because people might want to know this, maybe not. I'm kind of a geek. I love this kind of stuff, like the behind the scenes stuff.
Well, you're kind of a geek, okay, but that's
I am.
The point.
And I'm a frog geek. So when you record the podcast, now you've recorded it in many places because you started here in St. Louis.
I did.
You moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico and recorded there for quite a few years.
Yes.
Now you're in Atlanta, Georgia. But what does your setup look like on your end when we record? Like, what part of the house are you in? Like, what's your studio like? What do you do? Like,
well, yeah, it has definitely changed over the years. But on the most part, I have in my house here in Atlanta, I have an extra bedroom that's not being used. So this is my studio here in the extra bedroom. So I actually have a futon. That was my brother's when he lived with me temporarily and just ended up staying here. So I set the futon up, and I recently, within the past year, back before I had this, I'll have to explain, hang on. So right now I have a, like a coffee table, that pops up, you know, like that has the part that comes up, the top comes up. And so I have that popped up. I have a light, you know, like a selfie light.
A ring light. I have two.
Ring light. Yeah, exactly. I've got that up. So all of that is sitting on this this coffee table that I have now. And then I have my microphone up on it too. But before I had the coffee table, I actually had a little black rolling chair. And that was my little stand for my computer and my ring light and everything. So I had it all on this little bitty, like, rolling chair, you know, like office chair. That's what I had for a while. So yeah. And then I have all my Disney stuff behind me. So I've clearly amassed a few collectibles as far as the Disney community is concerned. I have things from pretty much everywhere that I've visited. So whether it be, you know, the London Disney Store or Disneyland Paris or Alani or, you know, Walt Disney World or whatever, I have like random different knickknacks, you know, all around me in the room. So that's kind of like my setup in here. It's like my Disney room. Nobody ever comes in here except for me to record, basically. So that's kind of how we have it set up.
It is. That's the cool thing about podcasting, though, is it doesn't take $1 million radio studio to put out something that sounds pretty good and it gets the job done. And kind of going back to where we started in 2008, obviously video wasn't a thing.
No.
Everything was just audio back then. And I mean, everybody was challenged just to get good audio back in those days. And I'll say, you know, now I record on it. I'll be honest. The show right now that we're recording on is on a 10 plus year old Windows 7 desktop. So we're still not on the latest computer. That's one thing I'm upgrading very soon. I'm just waiting till after football season when my dad is not working for the Rams and he has time. Right. He's a radio engineer, so I trust him to get this stuff done. I need his services. I trust him. So once football's over, hopefully the Rams don't make the playoffs. That way it'll be sooner rather than later. Sorry if you're a Rams fan. But we started on a laptop. And I mean, early on, I used for a second mic, I used a microphone that came with the Wii. It was for the High School Musical karaoke game. That's how cheaply we did this. It was a USB mic that came with High School Musical, the musical game, like you sang into it. So that was a second mic. I remember back when we did our first call-in shows. Now, this shows how long we've been around, okay? Because, again, the way we recorded the shows originally was Skype. If you've ever used Skype, voice over the internet, we just called each other on a Skype call and recorded it on the computer. Very simple. We've, you know, gone to video in a lot more different ways. Technology, I mean, it makes it more fun, but it also gives you a lot more headaches, by the way, over the years. But it's fine. It's great now. We love it. But here's the thing. Back in the day, I wanted to do this live call-in show, right? And so, because WDW Today did it. And I thought that was the greatest. And I've always said, I love talk radio. Talk radio is the greatest, getting calls and stuff and talking to people. So I didn't know how to do that. And so my dad worked at a radio station at the time. And so I said, I want to take calls. Like, I want to take calls. I'm like, how do you do it at the radio station? He's like, you got to have this piece of equipment. And I forget what it's called, but I still have it here in the studio. It's not hooked up right now, but I have it in the studio. And what it does, it takes an analog phone line. So for all you millennials and kids, an analog phone line is that thing that used to hang on the wall and would ring. Not a cell phone. This is what was called a landline. So you would plug your landline into the back of this thing. And then when somebody would call your house, like this little piece of equipment that was in my, that was sitting next to my computer, it would light up and flash like at the radio station. Yeah. And I would push the button and it would, what it would do is take the analog call and change it into digital so that I could, so you could use it on the air. So that's how we took calls originally. But the funniest thing is for 2.5 years, I gave out my home phone number.
He did. Yes.
To take calls on Sunday nights. It was my home phone number. 921-6297. That was the, or no, what did, it was something 921-9556. But I used that phone number to take phone calls, and it was our home phone number. So when the show was over, we'd still get calls, and I'd be like, sorry, show's over. Sorry, show's over. I mean, it's so funny just to look how the podcast has grown. It's been crazy. So, Pam, what about your setup? You've had a few over the years. So kind of what's it look like from where you record?
So right now, and actually this is the same, well, a similar bookshelf sits behind me usually when I'm in my office, which will be in the new house now, which is so weird. It was weird. This will be my third house since we've been podcasting. My fourth if we're counting this one too. So I started one and then moved forward. But anyways, I usually just sit in my office, which is where I spend a lot of my day anyhow. So it's pretty much the same kind of spot. We did switch though to different, I switched from the headphones because that gives me a headache to the regular, you know, this and a better microphone. I've upgraded my microphone a few times throughout the process for that. But yeah, I usually just have things behind me that have to do with the agency and that are Heisman trophies that we've won at different times and all of those. So just stuff like that. But yeah, it's weird to really think about this. It's weird to think about when we went back and like we Skyped and you know, we did that. Like that was it seems like a lifetime ago.
It really does.
That technology, that
it
way of
so
doing
does.
And yes. And Skype was really so temperamental. We had once, like, we would record and then it'd be like, oh my gosh, that one was just like, it was awful. A struggle the whole time to deal with it. So, yeah. And we had, then we moved into the video time and it was kind of like a different way of doing things, especially because I work from home. I mean, I have since we've started the business. So there are days when I will absolutely admit that I am nowhere near video ready. It's been, I have been at my desk. I got up in the morning and started working. And then we go to record that evening. And, oh, yeah, I haven't taken a shower yet. I haven't, you know, because it was just like a busy code morning or things like that. So crazy to think about. But now it's sort of ingrained in us and we make it happen. So yes. It's cool.
I will tell you, Spaceship Earth does double duty behind me. So I do record in my basement. This is my second location. We're in our second house. And both times in the basement, both times not in a office or anything. I still have not made the big status of having my own home office yet. Someday I will when Paige decides to get her own place and moves out. So I'm crossing my fingers that'll happen in the next decade. But then I will get her room for an office in the studio. And I've already got it. Like, I've already, you know, I've already told Pam I want to get that light that says on air above the door. Nice. Like when I open the mic, it goes red. Like, that'd be awesome. Probably won't happen, but I can dream, right? But yeah, so it's just once, it's been so fun. But the great thing about podcasting is it's great that we get to sit down and you guys have given the time every Monday to do this. And it's been, you know, 13 years of fun. And our guests come on every Wednesday. We record the Monday shows every Wednesday night, kind of confusing, but I mean, it's so crazy because the cancellations, we never have cancellations for Monday shows. Like every time I schedule somebody to record on a Wednesday night, they show up, they come on. And that is such a blessing because every Monday when you get to download the shows and when I get to record them with our guests, I learn something new. And it's fun because, you know, I've never stayed in a Fort Wilderness cabin, for example. And so when we talked on Monday with that guest, I got to hear the excitement of renting the golf cart around Halloween and cruising around Fort Wilderness cabins. I'm like, ah, that's something I so want to do. And I've done so many things at Walt Disney World, but I haven't done that. You know, and I'm like, it's so exciting. So it is, it's really fun to be able to talk to you two, but also have the community that we have. And so we'll talk about some of the stuff we've done. But let me ask you guys this. Let me start with Pam. I also want to send a shout out to Ian. She's tuned in Pittsburgh and she's on the Planned Disney panel. Used to be Disney Moms panel. Shared a flight back from Orlando to St. Louis because they had to connect from St. Louis back to Pittsburgh or after the 50th. So she was my like seatmate there. We all kind of talked Disney. Yeah, it was the dream team of Disney trip planning on that row. If people only knew, they could have had all their questions answered for that,
right?
That 2 hours and 5 minutes back to St. Louis. But shout out. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, so Pam, what if you had to pick like one thing that has changed for the better when it comes to Walt Disney World since 2008, when we started the show, early 2008 to, you know, we're here closing out 2021. God, that sounds so crazy. 2021, 2008, that is nuts. Like, what is the one thing that is like the most shocking or the most the most surprising, the biggest change?
So I think too, when I first started doing this, I mean, there was a lot less flexibility when you planned a Disney vacation. There were very standard packages that came with very standard tickets. And that was really about it. Like, there was no getting a ticket for less than the number of days that you're going to be there or whatnot. You bought a package with a ticket that had an admission into the parks for every day that you were there. Like, you could possibly upgrade different components, but it was really very, you know, like this. And, you know, the other thing I will say is that Disney has expanded their dining options so much, just so much, in terms of not just different venues that you can eat at, but different kinds of food, there's table service, there's quick service, there's snacks, there's signature, all of those things. There's been a lot more attention. So I guess those would be my two things.
Not even just, you know, more food, but they're definitely more creative with the food that they have. You know, when we first started doing this, you know, everybody always talked about, oh, burgers and pizza and chicken nuggets. And, you know, where can I get those things? And now you're, you know, trying to figure out, you know, where can I get the nicest meal, fanciest meal, whatever, you know, like Satili Canteen, you know, and they're amazing you know, bowls that they have, and, you know, like something like that would have never been something we would have talked about back in the day. But, you know, even counter service meals are plussed up as far as, you know, dining is concerned over the past, you know, few years. So
I agree with you there, because what they've done is when we started, like in 2008, counter service was typically your burgers, your hot dogs, your, you know, chicken strips. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were kind of coming out of that era. And now, I mean, you go to any counter service restaurant, you're going to have something that's fancy. You're going to have like three or four good items that you can almost, well, you can like Instagram. They have like good looking items, but also something interesting to eat, you know, not just, you know, your typical, you know, hey, we're just trying to grab a burger to not starve to death, you know, theme park kind of thing. So that's kind of interesting. So what about you, Ricky? Like, what's something that's changed over the course of this podcast that we've been doing that's kind of surprised you?
Honestly, it's Disney, and this is from somebody who lives in the social media world. Disney's grasp on social media a little bit better. They've done a better job over, even recently, I've noticed they've been doing a little bit better of a job as far as social media is concerned, being on top of trends and things like that. You know, they've certainly embraced the TikTok world a lot faster than I would have ever thought that they would have.
We're going to start a channel as soon as I learn to floss. I still can't figure it out.
There you go. You got to get that first. I think you may be a few years behind on that one too, but that's okay. But I mean, you know, when we first started, I mean, they were just starting like the blog that they had. And, you know, that was a cool thing back then. Gosh, Disney has a blog and they're actually sharing details with us about stuff, you know, like from the blog. And now, you know, you look at all, like, trust me, there are so many different channels that I have to keep track of now just to figure out, okay, what news is coming from what place and, you know, that kind of stuff. So like, they've definitely embraced the social media and they're using it in a good and unique way, which has been a huge change over the past, like I said, few years of doing this. I mean, it's been crazy to see, and especially just recently. I mean, the way they've really started embracing things even more has floored me. So.
For me, I would say it would be, you know, just it's technology, right? I mean, technology, because I remember doing shows. Now, if you think about it, a lot of even other Disney podcasts have come and gone since we've started our show, right? I mean, WDW Today was the big one when we started, and it's coming, you know, it's changed, you know, hosts and kind of focus and stuff like that. The biggest one I think that I really miss, and I'll be honest, is Betamouse. I love the idea for that one, but I knew it was going to be hard to sustain. But the thing is, like, if there's things that I like, I love, because I listen to tons of technology podcasts outside of Disney. I like knowing what's going on with new technology. I just think it's interesting how it changes our world. And then with that intersection with Disney, I found it very interesting because the host that did that, they had such a good grasp on how things could go because of their backgrounds, right? I mean, you know, Henry got swallowed up by Disney. Yes. Scott, I think, worked for Lucasfilm. You know, it was incredible, you know. Nate, you know, Katie worked for Disney. It was just, you know, they were, it was a great panel, but the discussions they had were interesting because remember, we were way before things like magic bands.
Yes.
Because I remember them talking about it. Like, and we talked about that and we're like, magic bracelets. Everybody's going to have on a magic bracelet. And we're like, oh, like we're going to wear magic bracelets. I remember talking about that, right?
And the funny part was when I was actually at Disneyland, you know, I was looking for my magic band the whole time I was there going, where's my magic band? So, you know, like the way we've kind of incorporated that. And now it's like, it feels like a missing part of my body when I'm in a Disney theme park.
But you're going to get
I'm going to get my magic band.
Yeah, exactly. You were just there a little bit too soon. I mean, think about that. Do you remember? I mean, I remember I got so pumped up because at the time, like some of the leading edge technology was the Nintendo DS and they were doing those tests.
Oh gosh,
They would give you a Nintendo DS to walk around the park and it would have basically like a little GPS type map thing to tell you what's going on. I mean, Pam, right now, can you imagine like the park experience without your iPhone? I mean, without, you know, or Android phone, without your smart device? I mean, like, let me just ask you this, Pam, because we're all three kind of at the same level when it comes to using our phones. Like, we're on them all the time because we're taking pictures for the travel agency, for social media. We're keeping up with what's going on. We're using Genie Plus. We're, you know, we're working the system to our advantage and sharing stuff all at the same time. I mean, could you imagine like a day right now? Because when we started our podcast, you were doing days without any kind of technology, really. I mean, not a whole lot. You'd park map. Can you imagine that going back to that, you know, 13 years ago? That's crazy. Like, I'm getting high just thinking about it right now. But also, it could be a good thing. I kind of miss it, too.
No, and I think, too, that it's really where consumers are, right? Talk about meeting people where they are. It's not like Disney has come up with this plan that's like, let's keep people detached from their family while they're on vacation by giving them this device. No, nobody needs Disney to detach from their family, right? People do it all the time with or without Disney. I think that this is where consumers are. If they required people to go back to a central point to say set up fast passes or lightning lane or whatever it's called, can you imagine the uproar that people would have over that? Like, dude, I have this phone. Why can't I do it on my phone?
Right? That's
every time you can't do something on your phone, aren't you like, why can't I do this on my phone? Sure, right? Sure. I mean, and I think that that's really what Disney has responded to, and so many other places too. I think there is an opportunity though for, especially the way it's working right now with Genie Plus, you can in many ways do what you need to do and then go have the fun and come back to it. And I think that's always been there. I know that people are like, well, I don't want to be tied to my phone anymore, but I will say you aren't tied to your phone anymore. You don't have to be tied to your phone any more than you used to. It's just different. That's what we have. That's the tool that we're using. So
just one more thing about Henry Wark. You always talk about we're going to have magic orbs that followed us around and documented our trip. I still want my magic orb. We're going to keep podcasting until we get a magic orb that just follows us around and takes care of us. I remember talking about that. I'm like, ooh, that would be awesome. That was great. Okay, so let me ask you this, Ricky. So looking back on the history of the podcast itself, one memory, like of a meetup, an event, something that went sideways, something that went better than we expected. Because we've had both. We've had both many times. So, like, looking back, just one memory, because we've talked about these things over the years, but, you know, it's one kind of memory from the podcast itself.
Oh, man. I mean, gosh, probably, I've got two, because I'm me. So probably the biggest, like, podcast memory, like, as far as us getting together and everything like that, of course, would be the Treehouse event back in the day,
we talked about that at lunch today. My wife and I, like, that would never, ever happen.
Never.
Today. I can't believe the security guard let that many people through the gate.
Never happened. I can't. I mean, we had 100 people in the Treehouse.
We had at least 80, but I'm never going to. You can't hold me to that. I'm just saying. They come after
I know,
me.
Right? It was just kind of crazy. And, you know, Jay was out there making the schmoes and, you know, like, I don't know, like, it was a crazy time in Disney podcast history for us. I mean, really, seriously, you're right. This could never happen again. But just all of us being together and us doing a live show from a treehouse, like, that's insane to me that we did that. But, you know, I mean, that is something that we've done. So that did go sideways a little bit, but it was a good event. It just, you know, the fact that it actually happened is unfathomable to me. But obviously the thing that's the most important to me is the work that we've done for Give Kids the World. You know, that's obviously my baby. I look forward to it every single year. I promise you, we have an auction that's going to be coming. I've been talking about it. So, you know, behind the scenes and stuff like that. So it's coming. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. But if you have auction items, contact me and I'll be happy to let you know how to get them to me. But so, I mean, the work that we do for Give Kids the World is so huge to me. I love being able to help grant, you know, kids wishes and be able to go to Walt Disney World with all of you guys. There's something so magical and amazing, you know, when we do this event. It's so, so amazing to me that, you know, that we get to do that. So that's the coolest thing I think we get to do every single year, just about every single year, is to raise money for Give Kids the World and help, you know, grant kids wishes.
Yeah, I agree. If you've ever seen me, and if you ever, like, you know, run into me, I have a couple of these bracelets on, these like little rubbery bracelets that you might have ever noticed. I've had this one on for probably, and it's never been off. It's been on for like 8 years. There's two of them. I have a purple one and a red one. And the reason I have these on, it goes to Give Kids the World. The first one is the first time I visited the village, and we gave one of those big checks on behalf of our listeners. And I was so touched because I went to the store and I'm like, I bought a shirt. I was like, this place is awesome. Like I was always so scared to go there because I thought it'd be sad. And it was like, so like people were joyous there. People were celebrating and it was great just to be a part of that. And I got this little, you know, these little power bracelets. I know it's a video or an audio podcast, but you know, one's just like power bands like Lance Armstrong used to wear. And I put it on that day, and I've never taken it off since because I always want to have it there. And I've had it there through every marathon I've ever run, you know, since, because I ran my first one in 2015, and this was before that. It's been there through good days and bad, and it always just reminds me of, like, you know, you can do, you know, some cool stuff in the world. You just got to put your mind to it. And the second one is just it's a red one that we got at the Indie Disney meet, and we were raising money for Give Kids the World. So I got one from when we're at that one too. So I keep those on just to remind me of this. If you ever see me at the purple and the red bands, that's what they're from. They're from two great days in my life. And they just remind me of the good, you know, like, because it wasn't us. It was like, we got together with a huge army of great people to do awesome stuff. And so I keep those on. They've been on forever. So if you ever wonder, like, why has Mike got those two things on his arm? That's why. But those are my greatest things. But I will say, I got to say, the one thing sideways, stupid idea from the podcast, Captain EO costume. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which I believe was the same trip as the treehouse.
It was the same trip as the treehouse. Yes.
September, I think 2010-ish, maybe 2009. I don't know. We went to the Halloween party. It was smoking hot, and I had on a thick white, because I made this Captain EO suit. Actually, my wife made it, and it was awesome looking. It was great looking, dude. I had a big Afro wig, and
to make it out of sweat pigment material was probably the wrong choice.
I just remember, I was back in between Peter Pan and Small World when I thought that if I take two more steps, I'm dead. Like, I'm just so dead. Because I was like, do I keep my costume on? Because I look good. But it's gonna kill me. So I think I had to give it up. But yeah, it was one of those things that went sideways. But it was good. And there's a picture of me going like somewhere. Yes. I gotta find that picture somewhere.
Yes.
So a lot of fun. But I mean, yeah, tons of fun. So Pam, get a couple of thoughts on the history of the show that we've done crazy stuff.
So I will say the first time that we did a Beer Guest Podcast cruise was right. And so I remember one of the times, and I don't remember which cruise this was, but they were like, send the logo and we'll put it up. I was like, what?
I know. I about died. I just got to tell you.
Yeah. Right? No kidding. So talk about like one of those moments that gives you like goosebumps. Like it was a very goosebumps moment. To see our logo there displayed in Evolution is where we've done it the most there. So that was really, really cool to do that. And it was actually one of those things too, that we just kind of threw it out there and, you know, was like, I wonder if people are going to want to do that. And of course they did. And we made so many more friends because of that. That was a very, very cool cruise. And I think that all the times that we've gotten together, especially at Disney, it has been really, at a Disney destination, has been really sort of meaningful, because you get to sort of chat with in person, you know, people that you've only communicated with across social media or via email or, you know, maybe even a call-in show or things like that. And I think that that is just so meaningful. At the end of the day, there is no substitute for meeting someone and talking with them in person. There just isn't. You know, not that other conversations aren't meaningful, but that in particular becomes more meaningful. The fact that, you know, people really appreciate that and build friendships and relationships and everything from that, not just us, but other people too, with other people in the community, is, I think, very, very rewarding and interesting. And one more thing to mention, I can't, you know, every time we get an email from someone that was like, I just want to tell you how much your podcast means to me. And like every time we get something like that, I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I actually keep them in a folder. I really do. And I do with the travel agency emails like that I get too. And it when you're having a bad day, that is the place where you go and reconnect with your passion. And, you know, it's just very cool to be able to do that, to remind yourself. And it really, like, I'm not a person that lets myself sit in a bad spot very long. I just don't. It's unproductive. I don't like it. That's just how I deal with things. But that really helps bring things back around when things are going a little sideways. So love that. I'm glad that we've had the impact on anyone, even if it was just one person. But to know that it's happened again and again that we get those emails is really, really meaningful.
And the thing is, too, when we get those emails, and I got to say this because I got to echo that. You know, because we get those from time to time, and you don't know what that means to me, because I've gotten those emails on days where I'm struggling, right? I mean, I try to always be happy Mike, you know, and joking, and you see me on here, it's always fun and games. But I mean, on a code morning when I'm trying to take care of, you know, 17 guests and the wait time for Disney's 4 hours, and I'm a perfectionist, right? I want to get everybody squared away, you know, immediately. And sometimes my hands are tied. I can't do that because of restrictions, that, you know, of how we got to work the system, right? And so I get stressed sometimes. And like, you know, one of those emails will come through, fluttering through right at the right time. And it's our community. It's somebody being kind. Somebody didn't have to take the time to send that email that day. You know, they're probably busy at their job. You know, I mean, I get that. Like, we're all busy. It's not Mike just busy. Everybody's busy doing what they're doing. You know, people are teaching kids. People are, you know, preparing sermons for their congregations. And people are, you know, picking up the trash or whatever you're doing, delivering the mail. It doesn't matter. Like, people are getting out there and working. But when you take the time to send those emails, I mean, it goes both ways. I mean, it really has picked me up many, many a time. And I always send them on to Ricky and Pam when we get those and say, look, how cool is this? That's always what it is. Like, it's always like, forward, how cool is this? And it's always like that. It's like, this is awesome. So I just got to say, okay, so one other thing I want to mention, though, is the lizards. And it's very cool because, yes. You know, I've got to make changes in my life because basically Mike Bankhead kind of got this whole thing rolling for us. God bless Mike. I love him. He's a brother. My brother down in South Carolina's got good people. I just got to say, because Ben's down there too, and I'll talk about Ben in just a second. But it's really cool because you mentioned, Pam, how friendships have formed, and you know, outside of us, like, we're friends with a lot of folks. But it's good to see, especially with the runners, because runners are a different breed. I'll tell you, you know, because I'm kind of in that group there where they think a little bit differently. You joked about before we started the podcast, Pam. Go ahead and tell your story. Like, you got to find tell that. You got to say it, because that's pretty funny. You got to find your family. Thanks. Get about the mimosas or the 5K.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, go ahead and say it. Someone posted, when you, like, marry into a family, when you find a family, like, the thing you've got to ask them, the question is on a holiday morning, are you the kind of family that drinks mimosas or runs a 5K?
So
we thought, and there are some that do both,
which is
fine. I said,
can't you
just
do both?
Gotta find your family.
That's what I said. I said, can't you run the 5K and then go have the most? I don't know. So anyway, but with the runners, though, it's so cool to see, like, people that have met up, you know, and they wouldn't have met otherwise, and you know, they encourage each other and they become running buddies, you know, and groups have formed, and they run these races all around the world. I mean, literally all around the world, people run races together. That's cool because, you know, there's so many stories of people that are overcoming health issues and made themselves healthier because of the journeys they've gone on. And it's just incredible. And I will say, you know, Mike and Joe helps out a lot with everything, the logistics of everything and keeping everybody kind of going in the right direction. But I, you know, we're going to close this out because we don't want to go too long. I know it's a busy week for everybody. I want to close it out with some thanks. Kind of bridging the gap here. See what I'm doing here, Nestle Segway.
Yeah, there you go.
What a transition.
I'm trying. Yes. 2,000 episodes.
Well, you've done this a couple times.
Starting to figure this out. So one of the people that really keeps us looking good and really kind of holding things together for us behind the scenes and never asks for any kind of recognition, or you really wouldn't know it, is Ben Lappin. You don't know this guy. He's down in South Carolina. Great family man. Great guy. He takes care of all of our shirts. If you have a visor, he's done that. The hats, the stocking caps. I mean, I got to say, like, when we go to the Run Disney races, people can find the lizards and we look good. I'm just saying, we got nice looking shirts and hats. And I mean, our apparel looks nice.
Well, actually, Carrie is in charge of the hats.
Okay. Carrie. Okay. Yeah, that's right. We got a hat guy. We got a shirt guy. We're like a big operation. We're like Nike now. I forget.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry. We got Phil Knight, you know, taking care of us. Anyway. Point is, like, I saw a picture the other day Pam showed me on Facebook of Ben's, like, table, and he said something like, maybe your shirt's in here, and I saw how many shirts there were. It looked like Target on Black Friday. Like, it was crazy. I wasn't like 20 shirts, it was like probably 200-300 shirts. There were a ton of shirts on that table, and that takes a ton of work. And Ben is a family man. He's got a family, he's got a full-time job, he works the Magic Philosophy. He's a busy guy. And I also got to send a shout out to Ben because We had something come up last week, and he helped me out so much with my guests. And you will know if you're one of my guests at the Magic for Less, when we have to kind of step out for a few days or a day or two, we always, this is one of the great things about the Magic for Less agents, is that if we have to step out, we always have somebody like right there. Just in, you know, if I'm not there, there's somebody, boom, 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 right there covering my emails, covering my guests. Ben was that guy. He is excellent at what he does. He's immediate. He did such a great job, and he always does. But I mean, even beyond that, he gave me a call. We had an encouraging discussion and he really helped me out with some things. And I just wanted to take the time on the podcast right here the day before Thanksgiving to thank Ben for just being an awesome teammate on the running squad, for being a great friend, and just for everything he does for me personally, but for everybody. So shout out to Ben Lappin. He's a great guy. Just wanted to thank him big time here on the show. So Ricky, I'm gonna let you kind of close this out with some thanks, and then Pam will, and then we'll go get ready to eat the turkey.
I mean, thank you, first of all, to you two. You are both my family. You know, I never imagined, Mike, I mean, I've known you, I've known of you, you know, I knew of you for years before we started podcasting, but, you know, didn't know you. And then Pam, of course, you know, the funny thing happens through the magic of the internet. You meet people. So, no, you guys really are my, you know, extended family, and I can't be more proud to have both of you in my life. That goes for Brian as well, and your guys' significant others and families, you know, kids. I mean, goodness knows they go through a lot with us.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, the fact that they are so patient and understanding and have put up with us doing this for this long, I mean, they are amazing, amazing individuals, all of them. So thank you to our families. And then, of course, a huge thank you to all of you listeners. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. It's such a cool thing to know that, you know, people listen to us from around the world. And it floors me because, you know, I mean, I have this conversation with people, you know, in my regular life of, yeah, I do this podcast, you know, but for me, it's hard to realize the magnitude of it because it's just me, Mike, and Pam talking, and we're just talking in a computer, and it's just the three of us. So like, I don't sometimes have trouble realizing, no, this is going out globally. Like everybody, like people are listening to us from around the country, around the world. And like, it's kind of amazing to me, you know, like and to kind of explain that to other people is really an interesting concept to kind of explain. So I want to say thank you to all of you for, you know, putting up with the three of us because, you know, we're goofy and we're silly. And, you know, it's such a pleasure to get to talk to everyone out there. Even if, you know, you just listen, you know, it's the fact that you guys download all the time and sit here and listen to the three of us yammer on about Disney or my dog or, you know, just some random thing that's happening in my life or whatever. You know, I am so appreciative of all of you for taking the time and, you know, sticking around this long. You're new or old, yeah, we love you. Thank you.
It's so cool because just last night I got to book a vacation for a family that lives in Mexico City. Shout out to Nieves and her family. And they're so excited. We talked about some dates. They're going down next August. Family of six. And they're so excited. I mean, we got this plan together. They listen to the podcast. I mean, how cool is it that I get to help somebody in St. Louis, Missouri plan a trip? They're down in Mexico City. And we've been talking about this. And I can feel the excitement. Like, she sent me a text of, like, she set up her My Disney Experience last night. I was sitting on the couch after we finished. I was like, this is awesome. This is so cool. It's such a privilege. And it's just, like, little things like that. So I'm very thankful. It's a great thankful season. We got a lot to be thankful for. So, Pam, close us out. What you got?
Oh, man. I mean, I totally agree with everything that you all said. Our families, our listeners, our team at the Magic for Less. I think I love that they're so willing to get behind the podcast, too. Like, that's, mm-hmm. you know, I think always such a cool thing, too, mm-hmm. that, like, all the aspects of my lives kind of meld together, come together in this is very cool. I think we're just so lucky that everyone listens to us and enjoys us. In particular, I love that my co-hosts are also positive, like I am, and we take that kind of approach to our podcast. There are things that absolutely we can be critical about, but I think at the end of the day, it's just as easy to find something positive to talk about as it is to find something negative.
Absolutely.
It's not that we don't see it. It's just that we take a different choice. We make a different choice, right? Because at the end of the day, there's always so many positive things to think about and to talk about. Like, whether it is like the last time we were there and we stayed somewhere awesome or we ate something great or whatever, there's probably, there's the ratio of positive things is always greater than negative.
100%.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's just a good credit to look at what our mutual love of something, our mutual passion for something can do. It brings this many people together. And I'm just really grateful for that.
Yep. Agreed.
Same, same. Well, hey, we're going to get out of here, but we're going to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. We hope that you get to celebrate with those that you love and your friends and your family, and that you get to have the biggest slice of turkey. That you get the best stuffing, whichever kind you like. You got to have the cranberries. Of course, around this place is dressing balls. That's our...
Oh, my gosh. Mike, remember Eat a Beet?
Eat a Beet. That's right.
Eat a Beet came from Thanksgiving.
Right. That was about 5 years ago. Yeah, if you if you eat a beet, make sure you hashtag Eat a Beet and put a picture on social media so we can retweet that.
For us, yes, exactly.
But again, just thanks for hanging. We're not done. We're going to keep going with this. I mean, there's so much to talk about. I mean, just, you know, Destination D just gave us a bunch of stuff to talk about next week. So we'll be talking about that. And, you know, lots to talk about. But thanks for hanging with us. I just want, you know, not really a big ad read at the end of today's show. Just want to thank you for all the guests who booked us at the Magic for Less. We are absolutely thankful that you give us that opportunity and that you trust us to book your Disney vacations. And we'd love to help you here as we close out 2021 and moving into 2022. So just simply, if you want to do that, just drop by themagicforless.com. Mention the show. We'll take great care of you. Promise you there. Now, when you're shopping online, though, because it's crazy shopping time. I'm telling you what, I got to get started because I'm getting nervous. All these Inside Edition things like shows are like freaking me out because I'm a procrastinator. Please use our Amazon affiliate link if you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Real quickly, Ricky, if you're a patron, we appreciate your support. And if you'd like to become a patron, you get Mike in the Midwest once a week, a bonus podcast. Just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Okay, Ricky's got something, I think.
I do have something, and I almost forgot, and I can't forget because this is super important. Okay, we've been doing this for, oh my gosh, 13 years. It is time for the annual ornament and Christmas card exchange.
Yeah, I don't want Michelle coming after me now.
I know. So I want to mention this. I know it's at the end of the show, so I will of course mention it at the beginning of the next show too. But we are having the annual ornament and Christmas card exchange. So details are going to be on the BR Guest Podcast Facebook page and Instagram page and all that stuff. But just know that it's an amazing thing that we do every single year. I know that we have the signups are open until December 1st for the ornament exchange. And I have them open. I'll have to double check the Christmas card one, but I do have the date for that too. So that is going to be the 6th. So for the Christmas card exchange. So, it's a really cool thing that we do every year. So what happens is for the ornament exchange, you get paired up with, everybody's name goes into a hat, literally, I think. And Michelle draws names out of a hat and gets that information to you of the person that you're supposed to mail an ornament to. And then you get one back, which is kind of cool. And then the Christmas card exchange, you can choose to send cards to every single person or select people, you know, a select number of cards. But Florence puts that together for us. So it's a big thing too. So I just wanted to put that out there because I was like, oh no, it's the week. We don't have much time left. So I just got to put that out there for the end of this episode. So
yes. So check out facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Check us out. BRGuest Podcast. Is it, what's it on Instagram? BRGuest Pod?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Check that out, yes. And we'll have the details there. But yeah, it is. I mean, seriously, when you've been doing it as long as we have, you can decorate a whole tree.
You really can decorate a whole tree, yeah.
Basically what I have down here in the basement. It's pretty sweet. Thanks to Florence and Michelle. They've always done this for years and years. Again, it's great. Our community does so much for us, so we appreciate
yes.
that. All right, again, follow us on social media, BRGuestPodcast. BRGuestPod on Instagram and Twitter. BRGuestMike is where I am. Come say hi. Follow Ricky at Ricky Nibs. Follow Pam at TMFLT Pam. Facebook and YouTube, give us a subscribe over there. And when we go live, you'll know when we're there. All right. We're going to be back again on Friday talking about, you know what? We'll answer some listener questions since we didn't do that. We neglected that here on a Wednesday, but we're going to catch up on Friday. So until we get back together again on Friday, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're so thankful that you are a part of the BR Guest Podcast family. Stay safe, stay healthy, and save the leg for me.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.